This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Some persistent weeds may cause farmers more problems this year because of the dry conditions of spring in some parts of the state. University of Kentucky weed specialist Dr. Travis Leglider says some of the early spraying to control weeds was not effective.
With some of the dry weather that has come in, as some of the residual herbicides that we had used aren't necessarily holding or doing the amount of weed control that we expect out of them because we just didn't get a good activating rainfall on them.
Dr. Leglider says many farmers are having to treat fields a second time to deal with the problem.
I think a lot of us are having to go in a little bit earlier with the post-applications and then with some of these drought-stressed weeds. Drought-stressed weeds are harder to kill than a weed that's had a lot of water. So I think those are some of the issues we're kind of up against in this unique year.
He adds another problem is poison hemlock.
I've been hearing about it, and JD and I have talked about it a couple of different times, but I certainly, just driving around, feel like I've seen a lot more this year as compared to past years.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, Can-Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Put a little spring in your step. There's no better place than the Bluegrass State. And Kentucky's 45 state parks offer wide open spaces to play and stay, including private cottages and lakeside campgrounds. Plus, you can tee up at 13 nationally recognized golf courses nestled in beautiful surroundings. Plan your getaway today at www.parks.ky.gov. That's www.parks.ky.gov.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
UK weed science specialist Dr. Travis Leglider says Johnson grass also continues to be a weed farmer's battle.
It's always been around, but at least in the corn and soybean world, with glyphosate and Roundup Ready crops, we've kind of been able to keep it at bay. But I really think that's one that we need to keep an eye on.
He adds it's important to keep an eye on resistant varieties of the grass.
JD has found some resistance. It's not glyphosate resistance, but he has found some resistant populations that do bring us a little bit of concern about Johnson grass, because if we ever lose some of those tools we currently use, it could be a pretty scary weed to be up against.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter. List the podcast at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass. We'll